The Disabled Drivers Association of Ireland is calling on the government to change existing legislation so Gardaí and traffic wardens can impose fines on drivers who illegally park in blue badge bays in private car parks, like those in shopping centres, for example. Aisling Groden from Dunshaughlin in County Meath is a wheelchair user who depends on her car to attend work at a local preschool, go to college and enjoy her independence. She's been telling our reporter Maura Hannan about her experiences using disabled parking bays.
Well, I have a local shop and everybody seems to be parking there regardless. It doesn't matter if it's a disabled bay, people just park there. I think in some places they do have their own clamping systems, but like I've very rarely seen them being operated. I think a fine probably would change the mindset of people, because if they know they're going to get a fine, they're obviously not going to park there. Well, you'd hope they wouldn't park there. I use a box for my wheelchair. So when I go to places, I need a certain amount of space to get down or to get the wheelchair down safely. If I see someone and they've taken a disabled spot and I don't see any other disabled spots, I just go home.
And that's Aisling Groden there talking to Maura Hannan. For more, I'm joined by Richard Ryder, who's the Communications Manager for the Disabled Drivers Association of Ireland. You're welcome to studio, Richard.
Good morning, Mary.
If you're an able, just to clarify this again, coming on off what Aisling was saying, if you're an able-bodied driver parking in a private parking bay for people with disabilities, these blue badge holders, are there no penalties?
There's no penalties. Well, it's up to the owner of the, To clamp it.
But there are no penalties.
No, the Gardaí or traffic wardens cannot go and put a fine on a car, a private car
and
park.
Aisling said she's rarely, if ever, seen the private car parks implement the clamping or the likes.
No, it's kind of hit and miss. Maybe.
Is it?
Yeah, it's hit and miss. And that's what we would be, that's the kind of feedback we would get from our members and from disabled drivers. There's serial bay abusers out there and they just continue to do it without any,
Well, there's
nothing to
penalise them for. You carried out a survey, I recall, where you asked people for the reasons that they parked in disabled spaces blue badge spaces. What did they just remind us of?
Yeah,
some of the
it was a number of
said.
Years back actually, and you know, we asked people and we got about the top 10 answers, and the first one was, "I'll only be a minute," you know. I thought I could park here after 6 p.m. You know, so like, does that mean that people with disabilities don't go out after 6 p.m?
So what do you say to people like that?
Well,
you think, gosh,
I mean,
I'm just running into the shop.
Well, you know, you just can't do it. And you've got to think of other people. I mean, 70% of disabled drivers, they need their parking space, just as Aisling said there. You know, people with disabilities plan their journeys. And if they get to that destination and they can't park there, they just go home. And there's nothing more they can do, you know. And
their day is ruined.
Their working life may be ruined as well. So people just need to realise it's very stressful for people.
What needs to change?
Well, firstly, it needs to change. It needs to be uniformity across that people with disabilities, I suppose, in private car parks, there needs to be fines being able to give out by the guards or by traffic wardens.
It's one thing, though, Richard, bringing in legislation, if that is what's happening, and you're campaigning for that now. But it's another thing implementing it, isn't it? There's no point in having legislation if you don't have Gardaí and traffic wardens going into private car parks. And that's what you want.
We need more enforcement. Yes, we need more enforcement.
So you need need more traffic wardens.
Yeah, exactly. And 42% of Irish adults that were interviewed didn't know that was the case, that the Gardaí couldn't go in and do it. And 45% just didn't know at all. So it's, you know, it just really needs to change. People's mindset needs to change, that they just can't park in wheelchair accessible parking spots ever. Never.
Have you raised this with the private companies, the owners of the car parks, to say, look, you draw in the bays, you give disabled people the space to park their cars, but then you don't police them?
Absolutely. I've had various meetings with them and said, this needs to change. We've sat down and said, look, can you not offer more? Can you not get more people out there changing, like the private operators that come in to give, you know, that do the clamping? Mm. They need to be out there more. They need to be driving around and checking more. I mean, the amount of people that email me on a weekly basis to say that they, you know, they go to the local shopping centre to try and get a space and they can never get one. Mm. And they ask, what can they do? And I say, well, is it a private space? They say, yeah. Well, I say, nothing you can do, only get on to the management of that centre and ask them to
Would you ever recommend, or do people sometimes take on those that have parked they in do. Their spaces? Yeah. Is that a dangerous thing to do? Would you discourage it?
Yeah, I mean, people who have done it, 70% of people said they didn't do it. Mm. 16% they did. And when they did, they got abuse, you know. And you do have to be careful.
Sure. Is government receptive to bringing in legislation?
Well, this is the first day of it now. So okay. What we're doing is, I suppose, it's two objectives, is to tackle that hole in the legislation. And the second one is just to identify and to tell people not to do it, you know.
Okay, we'll see how you get on. Yeah. Richard Ryder, Communications Manager for the Disabled Drivers Association of Ireland. Thank you very much for coming into us this morning.